From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
News and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. It is time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and here is your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Hi, thank you, John. Each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Kristen Mallory, is that correct?
Malloy.
Yep, that's okay.
Sorry. She's the Assistant Executive Director, and Eliza Nichols, the Marketing Director for Van Gogh. They're filling in today. Lynn Green was going to be here, but she sent her two very worthy emissaries here to fill in for us today. So let's talk a little bit about you guys here. So, Kristen, how did you come to be, part Lawrence, and how did you get involved with Van Gogh?
Absolutely. Well, my history, Anne, has always been really focused on youth development. I have a background in clinical psychology. I got a master's degree in clinical psychology with a child-adolescent emphasis. And over the years, my entire professional career has really been focused on youth development and helping support youth to become the best they can be in whatever they choose to do. And I've done that in a variety of capacities, everything from direct service work and even moved on to do some administrative work related to that. And I was fortunate to join the team at Van Gogh about 2 years ago. And I get to do a little bit of kind of the best of both worlds over at Van Gogh. I still get to do that direct service component because I'm actually the boss for all of the youth that we hire at Van Gogh, which is a fun job. And then I get to dabble a little bit in some of the administrative stuff for the agency as well. So that's really how I kind of came about being part of the team at Van Gogh.
Well, what did you do before that? Where were you? Have you been in Lawrence the whole time?
Yes,
been in Lawrence City?
Yes, I have been in Lawrence for the majority of my professional career.
Oh, okay.
And I have worked for several different small nonprofit agencies. I worked for the Shelter, Inc. for a while in charge of their foster care and adoption services. And prior to that, I worked for an organization called the Partnership for Children and Youth, doing more advocacy and community rallying around youth type of work.
That's great. Yeah. Very cool. Well, and just to give people background, and as we go forward, we'll talk more about it. But Van Gogh, if you're not aware of what Van Gogh is, you have to listen to this because they're an incredibly visible entity in town. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. But I want to talk here now to Eliza. How did you get to be in Lawrence and part of Van Gogh?
Okay. I came to KU and graduated from the journalism school in 2001 and was briefly in sales, and my degree had an emphasis in advertising, but I knew that I never wanted to just work at a big agency and sell Tide to people. I knew I wanted something more and something more meaningful to me. I was in the Peace Corps from 2003 to 2005.
Where were you?
In Suriname, which is a country in South America. Mm-hmm. So it was a wonderful growing experience.
And my brother was in the Peace Corps in Africa, so that's
Oh, really? Yeah. It was very much like living in an African village, actually, where we were. Came back from there. I have two daughters, and when I started to get back to work when they were a little bit older, I volunteered with Van Gogh, and I started out as a Vista volunteer with Van Gogh in 2009, and I have been there ever since. So
it is a pretty amazing place.
Yeah, so. It's amazing. It suits me, I feel like, very well. I love the population that we serve. I love the job that I get to do there, and it's just an amazing place all the way around.
Well, let's talk about that then. Before we got on the air, we were saying you guys just celebrated 15 years at Van Gogh has been here. So let's talk a little bit about Lynn since she's not here.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about her because this was her vision, correct?
Absolutely.
So let's give us a little history about Lynn and how this vision came about, and you can paraphrase and just tell us what she thought and everything, and then give us and how this came to be.
Absolutely. Van Gogh started in 1996, and it really started with Lynn's vision. You're absolutely right. She combined a lot of her talents. She is a social worker. She had run an art gallery, and she decided that she wanted to combine both of those talents and really meet some unmet needs in the community at the time. There weren't a lot of resources for youth 13 and up in the community, and so she saw this need and thought that art would be an excellent way for youth to build self-confidence and self-esteem and express themselves. And so it started, honestly, with her dream and a $2,000 grant and a brightly colored limo. Mm-hmm. Where she just loaded up a bunch of stuff and went around to the housing authority and schools and brought the programming to the youth in the community. And
so that's how it caught the name Van Gogh, because it was
mobile arts. Absolutely.
So it was moving around.
Yeah. And so, you know, from there, she just was great at kind of keeping her thumb on the pulse of the community mm-hmm. needs related to children and youth, and started to recognize that there were more ways to expand the programming and more to offer, and really started to look at this job training component as a need for our youth in this community. And we ended up getting a space, and then started to have the youth coming to us at our site, and then moved on to 2007 and launched a capital campaign at that time to renovate our space. And
now, where's the space located?
At 715 New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right, and if you haven't been there, you need to come by and see. It's an amazing space and very creative energy. We were talking mm-hmm. about being in that space. And so, you know, we are just thrilled to have just celebrated, like you said, our 15-year anniversary. We did a big celebration around the holidays and had 15 years of graduates come back and talk about Van Gogh and what Van Gogh means to them and everything that it added to their lives. And it was very fulfilling. I think there was not a dry eye in the house. Mm-hmm. And Lynn was the one who had the largest box of Kleenex, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So she started out this, so she got a $2,000 grant. She just had this idea, and she went and applied for this grant and got her grant, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that a state grant?
It was local funding,
Local funding grant?
Yeah, that's local funding.
So one of the things that I think is interesting about Van Gogh is working in advertising, and my husband being an artist with photography and things. I thought what I like about Van Gogh is being a business magazine, mm-hmm. How it ties in, how it really shows that these creative skills mm-hmm. can be commercial. You know, you can actually, you know, create a job.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about how that, because initially she was, how did that come about? Because initially it was just making sure that the youth had access to art, right? That's how
mm-hmm.
it started.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it really kind of had this evolution of understanding, you know, how best she could continue to support and develop a skill set in the youth that she was serving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of using that mindset of art as a vehicle. And then also this piece of, you know, we have over 70% of the youth that we serve are living in poverty. And a lot of times they come to us and the first job that they have ever had is with us at Van Gogh. And so we kind of utilized this idea of paying them kind of mm-hmm. as a way to get them in the door, and then wrapping a whole set of social service and skills around them during that time. And so I think that it kind of naturally evolved where, you know, if we were going to be paying them an hourly rate for their work at Van Gogh, we were also going to help them to learn the skills to become a good employee and utilize those skills while at Van Gogh, and then take those skills that they learn into future work settings.
Well, that's mm-hmm. interesting. Now, you said that you start with around age 13?
14.
14. Mm-hmm. 14, so that they can, that's the age you can actually work,
yes.
right? So
that's when they can start with us at Van Gogh.
They can fill out their W-9 or whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So how do you get the youth? How do they come to Van Gogh? How does that work?
We have a wonderful set of referral sources around the community. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of support from the school districts. We have mm-hmm. RAP workers and social workers and guidance counselors at the schools will identify our population with a set of qualifying factors.
Now, when you say our population, what does that mean?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that question. To qualify to participate mm-hmm. in our programs at Van Gogh, you need to either have what is considered a barrier to successful employment. And so that can include everything from a mental health diagnosis to living in poverty, like mm-hmm. I discussed, to having an individualized education plan in school, or living in foster care, or maybe being involved with the criminal justice system, and mm-hmm. Free and reduced lunch, those types of things. And so our referral sources identify that population for us and are very mm-hmm. instrumental in doing that for us. And so the youth can access applications for the positions that we have available through those referral sources at the schools. Okay. Mm-hmm. We also have some community agencies that are referral sources, the Shelter Inc., Douglas County Youth Services, Burt Nash, help us identify this population. And they complete an application and turn the application back into the referral sources. The referral sources will then in turn send them our way. Okay. And one of the things that we feel is so important for every single one of the youth that we encounter at Van Gogh is if you have turned in an application to our agency, you're going to get an interview. Okay. We're not able to serve every single youth that turns in an application, unfortunately, mm-hmm. In the traditional sense. However, we want to make sure that all of them have at least a little bit of an experience when they put in an application. So they will do an instructional interview.
Oh, great.
And mm-hmm. we'll give them feedback and kind of guidance and support through that mm-hmm. interview so that if they don't get selected to be part of our session that go round, they have left having an experience of filling out a job application, going through an interview process, and getting feedback and information about things that they can work on to improve that process for them in the future. And then certainly we always encourage youth to reapply because we have 20 to 22 spots each session, eight-week session that we have.
How many eight-week sessions do you
have? We do 3 8-week sessions throughout the year. We do a fall session, a spring session, and a summer session.
So you're serving between 60 to 70 youth, 80 youth?
We have about 100 job opportunities 100, over the course of the year.
That's great.
So with that, we encourage youth to reapply, and mm-hmm. we will have youth that will apply 2 and 3 times and then get hired in our program. And so that's kind of a neat process that we have. We also give feedback to our referral sources so that they can help work with that youth as well mm-hmm. on things that they can continue to do to develop their application.
Well, one of the things, what are you looking for when you're going to mm-hmm. these youth? What are you looking for in these youth do they have to be great painters or what are you looking for?
You do not have to have any art experience at all. We have an amazing art director and teaching staff who teach all of those art skills. What we're really looking for, because we have a strong social service component in what we do, we really do look at need. Mm-hmm. You know, how much do they need to be there, and how much can they benefit from the mm-hmm. support services that we have at Van Gogh? Because we are much more than a traditional job. I mean, we have this employment piece, but we do have this very strong social service component that we wrap around them. We have everything from mental health services and supports to life skills development, and we really look at arming them with everything that they need to become the best employee in the worksite and in their other aspects of life.
That's amazing. When we come back, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the skill set and then also how you guys are funded and how that works. Thanks.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low, 15. We're mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny through the afternoon. Northwest breeze, high of 31. Mostly clear, 11 for tonight. Sunny, 38 tomorrow, 24 tomorrow night. Saturday, a slight chance of flurries, high of 37. Sunday, sunshine, 36. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
free tuition.
Did someone say free?
Yes, we said free tuition for qualified public high school students wanting to take technical education classes at Neosho County Community College in Ottawa or Chanute, Kansas.
What are technical ed classes?
Computer concepts, nursing aid, welding, medical terminology, business law, and multimedia applications. And those are just a few. It's time to enroll for the spring semester, so visit neosho.edu or call 785-242-2067. Not a high school student? They've got something for you, too. Check out Neosho County Community College today.
With 50 floor plans to choose from, it's time you came home to Meadowbrook Apartments. From studios to three-bedroom luxury apartments, Meadowbrook has a home to fit your needs and budget. Not to mention the pools, fitness center, and so much more. Meadowbrook sits on 42 acres in the heart of Lawrence, so there's plenty of space to enjoy and always a great view. Plus, on-site management and maintenance. Create your memories here.
Meadowbrook Apartments at meadowbrookapartments.net.
For over 100 years, Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services has been here to serve and care for the families of Lawrence, Eudora, and Johnson County during the greatest time of grief. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services understands the difficult decisions that are facing you, and their mission is to fulfill the needs in a responsive and passionate manner today and tomorrow. Visit warrenmcelwain.com to see a full description of services offered, planned pre-arrangements, obituaries, guest books, and veteran services. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services.
Do you have spaces in your home where...
Oh, ow, my toe!
What happened?
I stubbed my toe!
Well, turn the light on!
It is on!
You could use a lighting upgrade. It's time to see the pros at ES Lighting. With a huge selection and the latest in lighting technology, their experienced staff will help you find the light of your life. ES Lighting also has a great selection of lamps, shades, ceiling fans, and door and bath hardware. Stop in at 724 Connecticut in Lawrence. Click in at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
In heating and cooling, one system stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace and air conditioner.
The Carrier Infinity system can save you money. Plus, you can get our special financing offer.
Comfort in so many ways.
Carrier. Turn to the experts. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Scott Temperature is serving the community for over 60 years.
Call Scott Temperature and ask for Roger, Kevin, or Sarah Jane at 843-2244.
We could all use a little stress relief. With less stress comes better sleep, increased relaxation, and overall better health. Let it all melt away at Massage Envy Spa. Take advantage of our introductory rate of just $49 for a one-hour massage. Massage Envy Spa is open 7 days a week, offering therapeutic massage and healthy skin facials. Call 841-2000 or walk in anytime at 6th and Wakarusa in Lawrence. Massage Envy Spa, 841-2000.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
9:24, let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, here is Anne Frame Herzog.
Thank you. With me from Van Gogh are Kristen Malloy and Eliza Nichols. And before the break, we were talking about the jobs and how the kids get these jobs. But now let's talk about, because you're paying these kids and stuff like that. So let's talk about the financial aspects of Van Gogh, because you are a business. You have to, you know, and I know you have a lot of volunteers that work for you. But when you're paying the kids, you need money. You have a lot of materials or those sort of things. So how does the business work? How do you, where does your funding come from and how does that work?
Absolutely. Well, we are very fortunate at Van Gogh to have a very diversified funding base. We've got about 15 different funding sources that are really made up from a lot of different sources. Our largest funder is through the Department of Labor. We have a federal grant, the Workforce Investment Act grant, that makes up about a third of our overall operating budget.
Well, that's good.
And yes, we are very, very thrilled to have that. And it really does look at a lot of, you know, a good portion of that funding goes to support the wages of the youth that we serve. And so they really do an excellent job of helping keep a track of the outcomes and different measures. And Van Gogh has been very successful in all the years that we've had this grant to not only meet but far exceed the benchmarks that they have set for us for the population that we serve. And so we're very proud of that.
That's great. I want to ask you something about the grant, though. Now, is this a yearly do you apply, or is it like a three-year grant, four-year grant, or is it something, a renewable grant?
It's a renewable grant. Okay. And it's something that you know, it, with federal funding anymore, yeah, no, you always just have to be so careful. So we always feel fortunate to be a recipient year after year, but we're always doing a great job of kind of keeping an eye on that and seeing, you know, what else might come. And Lynn is very involved at the state level with that. And, you know, so it is something that we always are mindful of. And as a result, we really do try to look in a lot of other places for funding as a result. Sure. We also benefit from city funding, and we also get a lot of foundation contributions, and we also have earned income. And Eliza's going to talk a little bit about our fundraisers and our product sales and how much we rely on business and corporate sponsorships to do the work that we're able to do at Vanco.
Great. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, we do a lot to raise money for the program at Van Gogh ourselves. Probably the biggest and most known fundraiser that we have is What Floats Your Boat.
Right. That's in the summertime, right?
That is in, yes, it will be June 15th this year. Mark your calendars. It is our 10th year of the event.
Wow.
And it is a really rocking good time. It's out at Clinton Lake Marina. And the apprentice artists build items in our wood shop, like Adirondack chairs and benches and sort of outdoor furniture. They paint them and then help promote them during the auction at the event, which is really wonderful. It's an event where we have live music and barbecue, and it's a wonderful night. We have corporate sponsors that help us pay for the event and sell tickets. And with the auction items, it's a great... it's a great fundraiser for Van Gogh.
So that's your biggest fundraiser of the year? So
that's our biggest.
Now, when you said that, so how much do you guys do you raise there?
The past couple of years, we have been, we have raised close to $100,000 at that event.
That's wonderful. That's great. That really does help
with
the budget, doesn't
it? Yeah, so work on that event. Lynn and I have been talking recently. It's kind of a year-round process. Yeah. It doesn't just start in February anymore. We are out pounding the pavement in the fall, you know, working on sponsorships and things like that. So we have had some sponsors that have been with us almost the entire time, and then we have new businesses that sponsor every year. So it's a really fun event, I think, and I hope that the sponsors get out of it what they want to, because there's a lot of marketing and advertising in it for them. So
yeah, that's great. Well, I think people, unless you've done events like that, just don't realize how to make them go off and to be as successful as your event has been, how much work it takes. And one of the things I think boys ask is, you know, well, why don't the sponsors just give the money to the organization? But I think what it does is also creates incredible awareness in the community when you have all that out there. People like Van Gogh, oh yeah, I've seen them, I've heard about them. Yeah, and it starts to really make people aware of all the things that you do.
Yes, and it gives us a chance to tell our story in front of 600 guests that are out there and see our kids in action, and it's just, it's a great opportunity to tell our story.
That's great. So that's your biggest fundraiser.
That's our biggest fundraiser, and next I'll go to our newest fundraiser, which is called Culinary Hearts, and we kicked this event off last year.
Okay.
It is a Valentine dinner, and it will be, once again, the Crowseys will be doing the dinner, which is so fabulous. Yes, it's so exciting. They do a great job, and this year's event will be on February 8th.
Okay.
And this fundraiser funds our Go Healthy program, which is included in the wraparound services Kristen was referring to, that the mental health, the healthy eating, healthy living services that we provide. So it ties in with the healthy dinner that they will provide. But it's a wonderful night. We have live music. We have a wonderful meal, and wine is included in that. So
now, do you do that at your at the Van Gogh building itself?
We do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We do. And we have former youth that are of age help to serve food and wine that night. So they get really into it. It was really fun last year. Well, actually, a youth that was not of age, she was back there scraping plates with the best of them. And then some people that are actually in food service here in town came and just did a phenomenal job. So
oh, that's great.
It's a neat way to incorporate the youth back into an event like that. So,
well, and I also was mentioning that too, because we were talking about, you know, the space that you guys have there. You do other events there as well,
we
right?
do. So yes, for thanks for bringing that up. We do. We can rent out our space for weddings or special events, and let me tell you, it looks fabulous. And it is so fun for us to see the way different brides and groups decorate that space. It's like a blank slate, because it's just, I mean, it's kind of has that warehouse feel and the glass and the steel and the cement floors. And so it's fun to see the different color schemes and different looks people bring into it. And the neat thing for me, if I was a bride, is that all my money is going back into programming. And that's wonderful for us. And I think it's giving back. I mean, you'd be spending that money somewhere else, so why not?
So with your this new event come up for Valentine's Day, can they go on? They can go online and find out about that?
They can. Yep, okay. It's on our website. You can also call us at 842-3797 and ask us questions about it. We will be getting information about it here in the next week, because it's coming up pretty close.
So we don't know what the tickets are or anything like that.
I do know the tickets are $125 per person. So yeah,
that's good, isn't that? Yeah. That's the full
everything
meal
is line. Included in that ticket price, and it's I think last year people had a really good time. We got positive feedback, so
that's great. Now now let's talk about the benches.
Okay.
Let's talk about the bench.
Benches, sure.
Just because, and we can come back to some of the other things, but the benches, because I used to see those around town. I mean, that's, for our listeners, if you see those beautiful benches, those are around town, are different things. We were at, not last year, I was up at Douglas County Bank when they had theirs for their 60th anniversary. They did a beautiful job, and just how they theme them. So how does that work? Because that's, you have like 100, you do like, how many benches do you do a year?
We do about, that is the project that we do every summer. So we call it our benchmark project.
Okay.
We do between 20 and 22 benches a summer. And I think at this point we have over 250 bench locations in and around Lawrence, mostly in Lawrence, but there are a few around in.
Well, I was also gone national.
Yeah, we have gone national with that program.
Yeah, in the magazine, I was like looking at, you know, there, I was rereading the article that was done here by Daisy, and it has him where they had benches like all over the country here, actually.
We do, and that is an award-winning program. In 2005, we won the Coming Up Taller Award, which was given by the NEA and presented by Laura Bush at the White House. So Lynn and an artist at the time got to go to D.C.
Exciting.
And accept the award. So, yeah.
We always joke with Lynn that we've gone local, state, national, and we're going to go global here pretty soon with our benches. I think that that's our next plan for sure.
Yeah, no, I think they're wonderful. They're such a great kind of such a visible reminder of how art plays a part in the community here, because it's such a visible thing.
I think one of the neatest part about the benches and why we really prefer to do them in public spaces is because it gives that young artist a chance to go back and visit their bench and take friends and family back. And that is such a big part of self-esteem for them to see, wow, my piece of art that I created and birthed basically from start to finish is out and people are using it and sitting on it and appreciating it. And I think that's really, really cool.
It is very cool.
And certainly the job skills that they learn in that summer session related to having an identified bench client, and they work one-on-one with that client and work on their interviewing skills and relationship building skills and presentation skills.
Yeah, those are all so important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they take such pride in every step of that process. And there's such a level of accountability that they have and responsibility that they feel that this entire project from conception to completion is on their shoulders. And we have a 100% completion rate and attendance rate during that summer session, and it is amazing to see all of the work and the dedication and the pride that they take not only in their project but also themselves. It's a pretty amazing process for sure.
It is. I think it's great because we talk so much about the youth today not having a lot of those skills you're talking about. You know, being able to communicate, be able to talk to people. You know, people are on their computers, and those are kids that, you know, that have come from, you know, very stable, you know, not at risk backgrounds, and they have those problems. Now you're taking children and kids that are in an at-risk program that have, and you're helping them develop these skills. That's pretty exciting. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see the youth that, you know, so much of it is that pride and that self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in a lot of other aspects of their life, they're maybe given messages that they can't do something or mm-hmm. they're not able to do something or they're limited in some way. And I think that kind of goes back to that art as a vehicle where mm-hmm. everyone feels like they can come in and put paint you know, mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. a bench. Everybody, you know, and it's a great place to start. And through that, we're able to build and develop their confidence and skills in other areas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing to see that transformation. And we hear countless youth talk about how at the end of that session or the end of any session that mm-hmm. we have, how they never thought they could do mm-hmm. this or they never thought they could get up and mm-hmm. and talk in front of 300 people at our unveilings. And, mm-hmm. you know, and even our referral sources will talk about the transformation that mm-hmm. has taken place in the youth during the time that we have them, even in just in 8 short weeks. And I think it does. It all goes back to that sense of you know, confidence building and pride and helping challenge them and teach them and help them to recognize within themselves what they're capable of.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. We're going to take a break here, but I think that the just youth, you know, the idea that you can complete a project, just that we all get pride in that. So
yeah,
it's pretty wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we'll come back here in just a few minutes.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 15, we're mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny through the afternoon. Northwest breeze, high 31. Mostly clear, 11 for tonight. Sunny, 38 tomorrow, 24 tomorrow night. Saturday, a slight chance of flurries, high of 37. Sunday, sunshine, 36. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
This is Maylee Wilkins of People's Bank. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. At People's, we're always optimistic and we hope you are too. But regardless of your slant on life, we hope 2013 brings you great things. We've got big plans that include ShredFest 2013, expanding on our People's Partnership Program, which in the past has included the Lawrence Public Schools, Headquarters, and Van Gogh, and many more exciting things. It's all part of a commitment called People's Helping People. It's about helping you reach your financial goals and helping our community become a better place in which to live. You'll be hearing and seeing much more about People's Helping People as the year unfolds. We also know there are lots of places to bank in Lawrence, but there's only one place that delivers banking unusual service every time. People's Bank, 6th and Wakarusa, 23rd and Harper, and 31st in Iowa. Or check us out on the web at bankingunusual.com or bank via our People's Bank mobile app. People's, member FDIC.
Now it's time for the battery round. Let's meet our contestants.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cellular.
What's going on? I'm Jimmy Pickup.
First question, where is the best place to find battery replacement specialists?
Lawrence Battery in North Lawrence. They provide batteries for autos, motorcycles, boats, cell phones, watches, and even forklifts.
Correct. Next question.
And I didn't have an appointment or had to wait in line to replace my battery.
If it runs on batteries, go to the specialist. Lawrence Battery over the bridge in North Lawrence.
Payless Furniture. Furniture in Lawrence is having a year-end furniture and mattress clearance. We must make room. Payless has bonded leather sofas from $299, love seats $89, queen pillow top mats $149, dinettes from $99, dressers $69, TV stands $59, rugs $39, tables and headboards $39. Payless must make room. Save big now at the year-end clearance at Payless Furniture and Mattress Direct, 2800 Iowa Street, Lawrence.
We could all use a little stress relief. With less stress comes better sleep, increased relaxation, and overall better health. Let it all melt away at Massage Envy Spa. Take advantage of our introductory rate of just $49 for a one-hour massage. Massage Envy Spa is open 7 days a week, offering therapeutic massage and healthy skin facials. Call 841-2000 or walk in anytime at 6th and Wakarusa in Lawrence. Massage Envy Spa, 841-2000.
It's 9:40 at 1320 KLWN. We're going to continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show on 1320 KLWN once again, and Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Krista Malloy, Executive Director, and Eliza Nichols, Marketing Director for Van Gogh. And I just want, before we get back into this talking about Van Gogh, I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merc, and other convenient merchants around town. And you can also pick up a copy of the Lawrence Business Magazine in front of Milton's and the Eldridge downtown in our new outdoor boxes. The new issue is out with Dr. Zanger and some amazing student athletes on the cover. And it's a really great story with Dr. Zanger talking about youth and responsibility, which is one of the things we were talking about here. You can also find available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com and like us on Facebook, where you can get updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So
that's good.
One of the things here, we were talking about the benches, which I love the benches. I just love seeing those. Whenever you see one around town, it will put a smile on your face just because they're so cheerful and they're so unique, and they really are in places that kind of relate to what's going on in that business. I mean, mm-hmm. The kids do such a great job of really personalizing and making these things feel so special. And now that I know about Matt Van Gogh, it's really going to put a big smile on my face just knowing how. So let's talk a little bit about, so we have the bench program. Now, how is that fund the bench program? Because I know that how does that work with the businesses? And we can get kind of
okay.
that in the segment.
It does, there is a fee to order a custom bench, and it's this year it's $1,000 a bench. So that helps to fund the program. It doesn't pay for it entirely. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a fraction of the cost, really, if we broke it down for the bench. But it really does help out, and it's a wonderful experience for the business owners, I think, to meet with the young artist one-on-one and come up with a design, to approve the design and get to put in their feedback. You know, I don't like purple, or I want the campanile on my bench, or whatever it is. They get to have total say, really, with the artists, you know, getting mm-hmm. to express themselves. But then just to see the project through and come to the benchmark unveiling, which is, I think, one of the neatest events that we have. It's totally free, open to the public. It's at the end of July every year. And the kids get to unveil their benches one by one after a little drum roll. They one by one get to pull off the sheet of their bench, and everyone applauds. And the business owner is usually standing right there with them, and they are seeing it for the first time. And it's really, really a neat experience.
That is good. Now, how does a business participate? How do they get involved in
Just give us a call. Okay. Just give us a call. And there's a place on our website that if you would like to commission a bench. So, yeah, I think there are a few bench spots available. I think we're...
You fill up pretty quickly, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yep. So, but I think there's a few spots available. So
absolutely.
Give us a call.
So that's one of the ways you work with the business community. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about other ways, because I know just giving youth skills is one mm-hmm. way of participating in the business community, but you have a couple of other things that you have going on there.
We do. One thing that we have started to do is host a business lunch in the spring and fall every year, and we call it the Power Lunch because we don't want to take up too much time, but it's in an hour's time. And we invite local business leaders or business people to come and have lunch with us. And it's kind of a lunch and learn type setting where we will show a little video giving background and history of Van Gogh. We usually have a kid speak and give their experience. And then our board president will speak. And it's a great opportunity to see how your business could fit with Van Gogh and possibly create a custom partnership with us. So we have been very fortunate to have a lot of local business support, supporting our programs and supporting our fundraisers. And so we feel very fortunate for that.
That's great. Now, when you have, when you talk about these personal projects, how do you work? Give me a couple of examples. How do you work? I'm not sure your sponsors
okay.
mind you mentioning them on the air.
Yeah. let me think here. Well, let's see. Let me go through the list here. For one, Nology chose Van Gogh this past year as their major media partnership. So okay. They came up with some really neat commercials for us. And they are testimonials of our kids giving their experiences, sharing their experiences, and also their parents sharing how Van Gogh impacted their child, which is really neat.
And
so
I can jump in mm-hmm. and, you know, from the programming side of uh-huh. things, you know, when I think of a great business partnership that we have, and the variety of things that businesses can do to lend their time and talent and resources to Van Gogh, I think of Best Buy. I mean, our local Best Buy store has been a longstanding supporter of Van Gogh. They have commissioned several different benches. But in addition to that, they also send their staff over to not only volunteer at all of our events, they also will donate their leftover school supplies to our agencies so that they can be disseminated to our youth in need. In addition to that, they will send their staff over to assist us in the job skill development. They will send their manager and assistant manager to come over and assist with interview skills and developing professional interactions with our youth and clients around our benchmark session. It's just astounding the different ways that businesses can interface with what we do at Van Gogh.
That's
great. It is. And what's, I think, great is Eliza does a really good job of, you know, interacting with the business, finding out, you know, what skills and talents and resources that they may not even realize they have to contribute and can help benefit the youth in what we do at Van Gogh. So, I mean, it's a wide variety. I mean, if you want to get involved, you know, there are plenty of ways to get involved. And I know that you're also highlighting People's Bank. You want to talk about People's Bank a little
bit? I just wanted to say that we were very grateful to be People's Partners the past 3 years. And it was just a neat experience working with Maylee and Wint on that project and having their volunteers help us out in a lot of different ways. And that was just a neat experience also.
Well, one of the things, too, I noticed that, you know, now you guys have, when I was looking through the magazine, there's that you guys were in our Women of Impact issue. And you have some great pictures. And you have a workshop there. Do you actually have a shop there where people can buy things? Do you have a gift shop there?
We do. Uh-huh. We have a gallery where we sell art all year round. We are open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And so if you're downtown and you're looking for a unique gift, one of a kind, handmade right here in Lawrence, come down and shop our gallery because there are some neat, neat items.
So you have the gallery, and then, which is pretty cool because these pictures are pretty fun. And then you also have, so they're working on the wood pieces. Then you also have a whole computer lab.
We do.
Now, that's changed, I'm sure, from when Brett Lynn when she first envisioned this 15 years ago, a computer lab. So what do the kids do on this with this technology? How does that integrate into your hand stuff?
Absolutely. I think, you know, that kind of speaks to how Lynn has really just done a great job over the years of assessing the needs that the youth have in the community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the world as it is, and so much is now moving towards computers, we find that our youth, some of them don't even have access to a computer, and a lot of their schoolwork and education support needs to be done on computers. And so that computer lab is available to the youth that we serve at any time that the building is open. And so that is one of the primary ways that we utilize that resource.
Wow,
in addition to that, we have ongoing regular computer workshops where we have volunteers and people from the business community coming in and teaching computer skill workshops, graphic design, resume development, all of those things in our computer lab to the youth that we serve. In addition, one of the other things that we are particularly proud of at Van Gogh is how we assist our youth in our 18 to 21-year-old population who may have not finished or completed their high school diploma. We work closely in partnership with the Lawrence Diploma Completion Program, and we work to assist the youth in helping them get their diploma through diploma completion. And all of that is computer-based. And so, again, they can log on remotely from our computer lab and work in our lab to get those computer credits in addition to the site that the school district has. So
the students that are there, are they part of that 8-week program? So during that 8 weeks, they can come in, or how does that work?
Anytime. We always talk about how, you know, once you're a part of the Van Gogh family, you're always a part of the Van Gogh family. So at any time, whether you are currently working at Van Gogh or a graduate of Van Gogh, you may come and use our facilities and our resources and our support services and access to our social worker and our social work staff and our job skill development staff.
That's wonderful.
And we have the year-round programming And yeah, pretty much on any given day, we have somebody there from 8 a.m. till 6 o'clock at night. And we one of Eliza's favorite stories is about one of our youth who worked with us in our JAMS program and how, you know, she came into the building one day and she just announced to everybody, "Hi, I'm home."
You know? Yeah, it was really cool.
No, that's great. No, so you've had now over 15 years. You guys, with 100, well, may not have had 100 students initially, but that's about almost 1,500, somewhere between 1,200 to 1,500 kids you guys have gone through there. Now, some of them, though, I understand, come back and try to do this to go through more than one program that you have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All of our youth, each one of our hiring sessions in our JAMS program are three
JAMS. What's the JAMS program?
JAMS stands for Jobs in the Arts Make Sense. It's our program for our 14 to 18-year-olds. Okay. And we have our Arts Train program, which is for our 18 to 21-year-olds. And that's our transitional employment program.
Okay.
And that transitional employment program runs for up to a year. So our older group stays with us for up to a year. And our younger group does those 8-week sessions.
Okay.
And in each one of the 8-week sessions, it's a new hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put in a new application. And then anybody who is rehired, certainly they look at, we look at their evaluations and everything from their previous time with us to determine whether or not we would like to have them in a subsequent session.
That's cool. Now let's talk a little bit about your 18 to 20 year transitional thing, because that's pretty interesting. So that's taking kids that have graduated high school or you're helping them to graduate and get their GEDs or things like that. Now how do you work with them? So you're trying to help them get real jobs, basically.
Absolutely. I think one of the great things about our Arts Train program is that it is a year-long intensive program where we are really helping the youth look at what's next for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, as you mentioned, have not graduated school, or some of them have graduated school, but they're not really sure what to do next. And so we have a program that is really focused on an individualized approach to working with these youth. We have what's called an individual life plan, and it is a process where each one of the youth that we hire sits down with our social work team, and they put together a life plan, and we work with them on all of the goals that are listed and identified in that plan over the course of the year. And that can be everything from meeting some of their very basic needs to securing housing, getting on food stamps, to figuring out additional training or job skills, or going on to college or junior college or trade school, or and we work with them throughout the entire year on working on that plan, in addition to developing their skill set in the 2 and 3D art and the wood shop as well, the woodworking skills, digital art skills, and then those very important soft skills. At the end of the 9 months, so we do a fall and a spring, and then in the summertime, at the end of their time with us on site, one of the great pieces that we do with our Arts Train program is we put the youth in off-site placements. And it's another great way for businesses to partner with Van Gogh. For 8 weeks in the summer, we take our youth in the Arts Train program and place them in area businesses and organizations that match their interests. And it gives them the opportunity to put the skills that they've learned while in the time with us at Van Gogh in practice in another setting. And hopefully it's a setting not only that is within kind of their purview of what they want to do, but also maybe a position or that then the business itself can go ahead and absorb them into their existing workforce when they are completed with our program. So it's a great partnership. It's one that is extremely valuable to the work that we do with that 18 to 21-year-old population.
That's great, yeah, because that's sometimes a group that gets left out a lot. You know,
absolutely.
Kind of finish your 18 and, you know, you're supposed to know what you're supposed to be doing, right?
True.
I think we all could use a life plan. Now, one of the things when you're doing this, with you're working with the organization, how many kids are in that program? How many are you placing the 18 to 21 year old group? How many kids go through that program every year?
That program has up to 15 in it at any given time. Mm-hmm. And it is a much more individualized approach because of that intensive individual life planning process that we have. So in the summer, we could be looking for upwards of 15 offsite placements.
Yeah,
the other thing that we do is that we're also very pleased about being able to do is within the structure of our organization, we have advancement opportunities mm-hmm. for our youth. If we have youth that have really shown a great level of skill in our wood shop or have really been able to go above and beyond on the art floor, they have the opportunity to advance into junior staff positions within our organization.
Oh, that's
great. And so we'll have a wood shop apprentice over the summer assisting our wood shop instructor making the benches in the wood shop, which is mm-hmm. a really neat thing. We have junior apprentice artists that will work with our art director in teaching and instruction and material preparation with other jam sessions. So it's a great opportunity to recognize those youth who are excelling mm-hmm. In their jobs at Van Gogh and also give them an increased skill set. A lot of times if we have youth that really want to go into woodworking or building, working closely with our woodshop instructor is a great resource for them. And then certainly we have people that are interested in going into art instruction, and there is nobody better to learn from than Kathy Lediker, our art director.
Yeah.
And so we do have that mechanism in place. And I think one of the great things about Van Gogh is that it is just, we have such a personalized and individualized approach to the work that we do with the youth that we really can meet their needs in whatever way we need to, whether it is garnering partnerships with businesses to really working with the social services in agencies in the community to help network and connect these youth up for additional supports outside of Van Gogh. We really are able to do that in an intensive and kind of committed way.
That's great. Well, wonderful. Well, it's been really fun having you guys here, and it was really great what you're doing and your little sprinkling of Van Gogh all over the community. It's pretty wonderful. I hope it continues to grow. I think it's really a great reflection on the community and the work and how these and really the intense job skills, because I knew that you guys made pretty things there, but the whole youth development process is really, I wasn't aware of how intense that is. That's pretty amazing. That's great. Great thing for our business community.
Absolutely.
It is.
So thank you, Kristen and Eliza for being here. Really appreciate you guys here. And if people want to find out more, they can reach you through your website is
van-go.org
And we'll also have that on our website under our radio show. We'll have a link to their website as well. And we wanted everybody to know that you can, again, get the Lawrence Business Magazine, lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. The new issue is on the newsstands now and online. And every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. So thank you, two, for joining us.
Thank you
for all the work you did at Van Gogh.
Great.
I hope you have a big, people just need to check out your February 8th Valentine's Day event and to see the Van Gogh space as well and get a bench in their business and go to the Float Your Boat.
Exactly.
So they got a lot of things to do this year.
Thanks, Ann, so much for having us today.
Yeah. Thank you. Lawrence Business Magazine, every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on KLWN 1320, redefining the concept of business.
This is the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 15, we're mostly cloudy, gradually becoming